Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. Okay, you've had Thanksgiving, you've celebrated Black Friday, if you do that, and you are listening to this late night Friday episode where I tell you that it's good to rest. It's not comfortable to rest, but it's good to rest. And that's why this episode is coming in so late, is because there's only one thing that I'm really, really in charge of in terms of motherhood, and it's how I show up for it. I'm in charge of the attitude I bring and the actions I choose to do. And there's a lot of emotions in my house. Packers come on Tuesday to move us to a state, multiple states away. And needless to say, we have a cold in our house and big feelings. So I didn't push myself to just come on here and ramble last night when I wasn't sure what I wanted to say. And then today, I really enjoyed my kids. I played a game on the floor with my son. I chatted about books and memes with my oldest. And then my middle daughter and I went and saw the new Disney movie Encanto. But all that to say is that rest is important and that you matter. Don't get used to putting yourself last on the list so that when you find yourself with an opportunity to rest, you forget to take it. Now, rest did today include work. I'm busy sorting, and you will hear a podcast all about that next Friday. It will be Move Part 1, what it looks like to have everything packed up and the work that goes into that. But today, I want you to remember that you can hold your life with open hands. You can expect both stress, the chaos of extended family and Thanksgiving and strange foods, right? Did anyone else's kid just want to eat a roll or macaroni and cheese and cranberry sauce? Those are the safe foods in my house. So we can have this stress, this tension. But also, we can have an open hand for fun and joy. And we can have both of those at the same time. And just because you're feeling stress or pressure or tension doesn't mean you're parenting wrong. It doesn't mean that you're the wrong mom for your kids, because I don't think that's possible. I think that if you're here and you're listening and you give a darn, you are exactly the right mom for your kids, and they are so blessed and lucky to have you. I say that without needing to know much more about you, but you're listening to a motherhood podcast. You obviously care so much. So find some space in your life. It's okay to hold both the stress and the joy at the same time. That's my big lesson for this Thanksgiving. I ordered takeout from Publix. I made a few sides from scratch, but those are only the favorites, like some roasted vegetables and green bean casserole. Do you like green bean casserole? It's my husband's go-to. And we didn't even have pie. We had ice cream sundaes for dessert. Ugh. There was so much goodness, though, with it being just that. We had plans to go to another friend's house, but my son got sick, and we didn't want to bring that drippy, drippy, drippy nose to someone else's house. That's how it goes, right? Tension and joy. And we got to participate in our annual Thanksgiving games. We did Mario Kart and Tenzie, cup stacking, Connect Four, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Just, we do this thing every year, and it's an anchor It's an anchor to our celebration. No matter where we live, this is what the Thomas family does for Thanksgiving. We have games and trophies. Be gentle with yourself. When you notice your expectations are getting out of loop and the pressure is building up, I want you to say out loud, slow down, sister. I want you to notice and ground yourself and be in the present moment. Let yourself stay in the room emotionally and physically. If you feel safe, right? If you're safe, stay in the room. Notice what's happening because that is where the joy is. It might not feel easy. There are some phases of motherhood, some phases of life, some challenges that don't feel great, but you can hold both with an open hand. Joy, intention, and you can have an amazing life. Well, that's what I want to say for today. And it's short, but I'm going to wrap it up. The 60 second self-care, that's what I used to call it on Instagram. The self-care idea for this episode is to check to see if you have enough fuzzy socks for the upcoming fall winter season here. Check your supply of good socks. And because of all the sales going on, I'm going to urge you that if you don't have good cozy socks to wear around your house, go buy some for yourself, okay? Or ask someone to buy them for your Christmas present, but take stock. That is your self-care activity for today, to take stock if you have cozy socks to wear around your house. And for your family fun idea, I would love it if you blew dust off some games in your closet and played a game as a family in the next week. Maybe you just play a game one-on-one with a kid. If you don't know a great game to play, look up some different versions of solitaire and teach your kids. It turns out that's a game you have to teach people how to play. So play clock solitaire, play hearts, play go fish, or play some game that you haven't seen in a while from your closet. You are exactly the right mom for your kids. I am so glad to know you and that you're alive on earth with me at this very, very moment. I'm grateful for you and I appreciate your time of listening. I want to give you a great big hug because this motherhood journey is full of ups and downs, full of tension and joy. And I see you, and I'm holding out my open hands to you because I'm on this journey with you. Happy Thanksgiving 2021. Bye, everyone.